Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. I'll tell you, man, it's great to hear that music again. After 2 months back on the Sports Doctor with BBS Radio, and again, my congratulations to both Don and Doug Newsom, brothers who own BBS, and their ability to come back after that horrendous fire incident in Paradise, California, as well as Deborah Emerson. Helped me for the, as long as I've been with BBS, also in the middle of that with her great work. She's helped me so much with social media. But again, live from Chicago, great to be back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, a sports podiatrist. Hey, since I've seen you guys, I was honored to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame, this great organization. Going back, my gosh, Jack LaLanne and some other great individuals, my colleague Bob Guida. So I'm very, very excited about that induction ceremony in the end of April. I'm going to jump right back in today with a great doubleheader. I've got Sean True, health and exercise specialist. He's also one of the designers and creators of the True's girls, women's only soccer cleat. He's returning along with a longtime fitness colleague of mine, Bill Busby. He's a former powerlifting and bodybuilding champion. He's a trainer and educator of many champions. First, let's welcome back to the Sports Doctor, Sean True. Hey, man. Glad to have you.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for having me back. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. As a matter of fact, same to everybody. Believe it or not, somehow, 2019. Sean, give us some background on yourself with what you're doing in the world of personal training and your journey into really developing these women's girls only soccer cleats.
Well, sure. Well, it's been a long journey, and I've been through many education courses. I have a master's in counseling psychology, but I really like to move, and I like to work with people. So, you know, I think one of my biggest educators has actually been my client, listening and taking in consideration, you know, their needs and wants, and then also kind of tailoring things personally. So, you know, it's just evolved over time to where actually half of my clientele are some physically challenged clients. I have a number of people with quadriplegia, paraplegia, spina bifida, CP, and over the years I've had to adapt exercises and machines to them because either things that were out there were really expensive or they just didn't exist. So I kind of always been tinkering with machines and exercises and how to make things hopefully better for people so they can get some exercise. And then this kind of led to working with an athlete, Kelsey Graham, a great kid from Wheaton College. And we were working on some foot strengthening, and she kept talking about her foot hurting. And I was looking at her cleats happened to be on the ground, and I looked at her foot, and I looked back at the cleat, and I'm like, those don't look anything like each other. You know, you think of gloves, you put gloves on your hand, and gloves look like a hand. that you look like at the bottom of a shoe, especially cleats, and it comes to a point, and it's like, that doesn't look like a human foot at all. So we cut it open and put her foot in it, and her fifth metatarsal and her pinky toe were hanging off the ledge. And it's like, oh, that's why it feels like you're putting your foot into a cone when you put cleats on. So I just started a inquire to some friends. I'm like, I got to do something about this, and led me to some product designers and clients helping out. And next thing you know, 8 years later, testing, we were almost ready to launch our cleat.
You know, it's interesting in the world of podiatry, sports podiatry, it is a truism that boys and girls and men's and women's feet differ. And there yep. really hasn't been any attention to that. Longtime sponsors and friends of mine from New Balance Shoes always paid attention to width sizing and other criteria. And it really, really was helpful when it came to many of our girl or women clients. So even paying attention to that, that there are some differences. I mean, forever, young girls and women who played soccer wore boys or men's soccer shoes, maybe different sizes. So in that regard, and of course, you and I have spoken and you've worked with some different individuals regarding everything from support in the shoe, stability in the shoe, things we talk about on the Sports Doctor all the time. By the way, everybody, Sean's an old high school friend of my son, Adam, and one of your associates, Al Faddis, right?
Right, yeah. Al's on, yes. Al's on the team, yep.
Yeah, he's on the Trues team. You guys go way back. Glen Bard West High School, you know, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Glen Ellyn, Illinois. It was my first radio station. I spent 20 years with the great WDCB, blues and jazz station. They had specialty shows. The Sports Doctor was one of them. If I remember, I think I came after the Lawnmower Show. you know, I'm not sure. All those years ago. So that is a interesting, important point, the idea that there is a difference between boys and girls' feet. And you've always also, you're paying attention again to cleat material, cleat placement, other strategic parts. You know, for 100 years, I've told everybody, in all sports, the shoe that lacks the most, although they've made some strides when it comes to real structural integrity, is soccer, when the attention has always been on how light it is and how snug it might be fitting. And it's really great to see some real attention, although, you know, getting a new shoe on the market, you know, like we said a long time ago, you know, good luck to you. You know, it's funny, Sean, you mentioned your background in psychology. You mentioned how much you learn from your clients, and I'm sure as their families, I could probably tell you the same thing when it comes to patients and radio guests. But the psychology side of being a personal trainer is something that we talk about a lot on the Sports Doctor. You're dealing with challenged disabilities. This has really got to be something that it's a real challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be, but you know, fortunately, a little bit of my oppositional likes to look at someone says, you know, you can't do something. I like to prove them wrong, and especially when there's nothing for a group of people, and they deserve the best as well. And I'm also really lucky to have a strong team around me. I just had an idea, and I'm lucky to have a lot of great men and women around helping to get this going. And, you know, it's funny with the women's cleat, you're saying, you know, women and girls are pretty much, there are no options for them as far as women's cleat, because they pretty much, the mantra's been shrink it and pink it. It'll take the men's mold or the last, and they just shrink it down, put some you know, pink or purple on it, and then call it a girl shoe. And it's like, that's women's feet. You know, women have a a wider forefoot than men in relation to a slimmer heel. So you in a higher instep, but then you read what's out there with the women's shoes, and it's the opposite. And they're like, we saw a women's shoe that came out a while ago, and I ordered a pair, and I wanted to see what it was like. And yeah, my wife is a dancer and owns a dance school, and I had her look at it. And I'm like, what's this look like? She goes, it looks like a ballet slipper, like a point shoe. So I'm like, how are people, women supposed to get their feet in this? So we actually were looking to make the women's cleat. There was nothing out there because everything that was already out was shaped like that, narrow forefoot, really slim. So we actually built from scratch a last. So we have a custom last that is made with the proportions of a, in general, of a woman's foot that are different from men. So it's
truly... Yes, is that a point again? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the key aspect. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, we are back live from Chicago after just almost 2 months. It's a tragic fire event destroying everything in its path in Paradise, California. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You can go back over 10 years and look at the topics and some of the endless guests we've had. And listen and choose whatever you'd like. You can go over newspaper articles and read the endless array of articles that I've done for so many different magazines, as well as many different book participations. Our recent book of, gosh, it's almost 6 months already, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, available on Amazon. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. So at SportsDoc. DOC Radio, you could follow us. Great sports medicine, health, wellness information constantly, a few times a day. We're talking to Sean True, personal trainer and the co-creator, developer of True's Cleat. Again, talking about the importance of, you know, it's interesting, Sean, still to this day, regardless of shoes, or the sport, over 50% of our population isn't even fit properly. This is a stat that blows a lot of people away when they hear that, you know, let alone having something specific that would be paying attention to the slight differences between girls and boys or men's and women's feet. What's the best website for information, Sean, with you and True's?
Well, our right now, the best way to learn what we're doing is on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And our handle is True's Cleat. T-R-O-O-Z as in zebra, Cleat. And on Facebook, we're True's. So we will be announcing the pre-order event soon, and we'll have our website up and running very soon. But social media right now is where we have some really exciting pictures and talking about the science behind why these we believe these and have been told by the many, many women and girls that have tested them that is the most comfortable cleat in ever. So right there, that's the best way.
Yeah, who's the soccer player also? She was a guest of mine. I think it was last year, the friend of yours who was talking a lot about True's. Her name escapes me.
Oh, was that Dr. Patezet?
Yes. Yes. As well as the girl who was playing. Where do you do your personal training? You up north in the Chicago area?
Yep. I'm up in Glenview at Activation Fitness. And then I have a home client out in the west suburbs.
And it's interesting you mentioned the you know, trying to come up with the type of equipment, you know, there is tremendous, tremendous attention. I've had for 20 years on the radio, various experts in the world of disabilities. As a matter of fact, a month or two ago, the great para Olympian James Roberts was a guest of mine, talking about all the challenges or a lot of the challenges he experienced becoming an Olympian with a disability. And the idea of, again, innovating equipment
It's got to be something that seems to be more and more pertinent today. I think there's a lot of attention to that. Have you found a lot of cooperation when it comes to the medical community and the disability community with some of these things you're trying to help develop?
Yes and no. Not many of them probably know, because some of the stuff I've made, you know, is not able to be, I'm not able to take out, so it's either like a big heavy weightlifting machine, or I've actually made a couple of things that I'm actually working on a couple other devices that I'm hoping will be able to get into the world and make much more accessible to people as far as expense and adaptability. So I'm kind of keeping those on our app right now and still working out some of the bugs and just improving them all the time. So that's the goal, is to make things that be able to get to more people and help more people. So and with the
And in the, of course, in the sports community, when you're talking about youth soccer, I have a chapter in the book #KSportsParents called the Prodigy Sports. And the prodigy sports are where we see very early specialization. Think of gymnastics, think of figure skating, ballet, where you have, you talked about your wife at the dance school, you have 10, 11, 12-year-olds, this is all they want to do. You as a physical trainer could tell them all day, we want you to play other sports, but they don't want to play other sports. So soccer is also included, where we have top kids, again, at those young ages, and the idea of being able to include personal trainers, physical therapists, to work with these boys and girls, because, again, there is an epidemic in youth sports overuse injuries because of the crazy schedules, the crazy demands, and the mental pressures that are involved with some of these kids. And, I'm looking forward to when the shoes are really ready. We'll talk to the Chicago Fire junior girls again, like we did whenever it was last year or
so. Oh yeah, that's right. That was great.
Yes, oh for sure.
A lot of great there.
Yeah, you said your clients is 6 to 90. You are you working with some young kids in the world of sports?
Yep. Right now, I'm working with two brothers. One's 6, and one is 9. And the 6-year-old can do 10 one-handed push-ups on each side, and then bust right into 20 regular push-ups. And I just trying to keep up with him. It's a lot of fun training them and seeing them go, and just I'm interested in being active and doing all sorts of things to like you said, not specialize, but just play with.
Wow! Give me the website again. Yeah, running
so
out of
time. It'll be trucleat.com. TrueCleat, C as in zebra, cleat, all one word, .com.
All right, man. Sean, hold on a second, Sean. Everybody will be right back. Sean Drew, TrueCleat. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, #HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. #HeySportsParents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics, Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago again. Just thrilled to be back, missing the couple of months as a result of the horrendous situation that the Newsom brothers went through, as well as my social media gal, Deborah Emerson. Just great to be back in action here. Got a long time friend and colleague on the line with us for this next couple of segments. Bill Busby is a champion bodybuilder. He's a former champion powerlifter. He's one of our leading educators and trainers of champions. Hey, Bill Busby, are you there on the line?
Yes, Doc. Nice hearing your voice.
Great. You too. Happy New Year to you. I thought we'd jump right in, Bill. Why don't you give us a little bit of a quickie background on yourself and what you are doing?
Oh, what I'm doing. Well, my background stems back to early 70s and lifting weights, as well as being as athletic as I possibly could because I was very small and a light kid. It didn't really change until I met you and our friend, Bob Bida. That was in the early 80s. From then, I was having a competition, lifting weights, training in the philosophy of how to lift weights and butt movement. And then I went back to school to learn a little bit of what biomechanics is like and the effect of what conditioning really, really means as far as what the body, how the body functions and how the body moves. What I'm doing right now, I'm a personal trainer, but I don't per se train. I do a lot more resets. And there are a lot of people who go to
personal the magic trainers, word. That's guided magic word. Yes, everybody with the sports doc is very familiar with our longtime friend, world-renowned kinesio sports therapist, Bob Guida, someone who was always way, way ahead of his time when it came to structure, when it came to proper training, when it came to safety in sports training. And Bill, early on, like you mentioned, Bill, in the early 80s, you became one of Bob's students in so many ways. And it's funny, you mentioned reset, the whole idea of alignment, biomechanics, and but you know, you went on to become a champion. Are you still bodybuilding?
I'm at 67. I still do a little bit of both. I'm still competing in powerlifting as well. I'm still making world records in deadlifting, squats, and bench pressing, as well as still bodybuilding.
Yeah, now of course Bill is in. We had a couple of local guests today, hanging around the area, and you know, Bill again has always been someone who's worked with all sorts of different ages, some great, great, great. I always said with Bill and his like from superstars to grandmas when it came. Bill, again, stressed, and I wrote about it in the book. I have a chapter in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, which is called The Two Essential Exercises for Regardless of the Sport of Your Son or Daughter, Regardless of Their Age, Regardless of the Level. And those two important exercises are strengthening the feet and ankles with rubber bands and working on balance and working on instability. And these are things that you've done forever, aren't they?
Sure, they really, really are. I even put a little small blurb on my Facebook page about feet. You got to really work the feet. I don't care how old you are. At our age or at my age, people are experiencing or have issues with their knees, have issues with their hips, and sometimes their back, their posture. And I always tell them, look at your feet. You know, you're hyperpronated or whatever. You need to show them exercises how to strengthen the feet up, show them exercises of how to strengthen the legs up, and show them how to move. But it all comes from the feet, every bit of it.
No, it's interesting. You're right. You're probably singing like me, the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bones. But in reality, that really, really is where it's at. The feet affect all of the parts of the body. And when you're strengthening the feet, you're really also strengthening the ankles. Ankle injuries still today is the most commonly injured area in sports and non-sports alike. And ankles can become a real problem. And it took years to make strengthening the ankles a quote-unquote routine. Everybody was worried about, you know, how much they could bench press or how big their arm muscles were. And then they would go see Bob Guidi and say, hey, wait a second, let me see you balance on one foot, you know? And then we kind of went from there. What's with the Body and Health Workshop?
I listened a little bit on your last segment that you had, and they're talking about the young man who was a training young athlete, and the coaches, the trainers, the fitness trainers, they train for performance, but the last thing they really do is trying to train for strengthening the ankles, strengthening the foot itself, which is very important.
Yes, again, you know, the idea, and every time, you know, our friend Bob Guide and I, as you as well, we would talk about balance. Again, whether you're a senior, super senior citizen, falling prevention is such a big deal in this day and age, or whether your son or daughter is the best athlete in their particular sport, working on balance, what we would characterize as instability training, where you create an unstable surface, like balancing on tilt boards, standing on the mini tram. Every time I would go visit, you know, Bill Busby, he had these athletes walking on these oscillating balance beams, and balancing on different things. Bill, what's the website people can check out some of the stuff you're doing?
Oh, I wish I had that website up right now, because last year, September, is when I closed my shop down. But I'm going to...
Oh, I did. You're down. You see, I'm behind the times, man.
yeah, but thanks. Yeah. I was there, lost the building, and I had to leave.
How about a phone number they could reach you?
You can give my home phone number, my phone number. But, you know, I am training out of Yorktown. It's 2XL powerlifting, and I still have some of my equipment there. So I do have clients there, and one day I'll have my own space again.
Back up and action, right. Everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can go back years on radio shows and check who the guests were, check what the topics are, and listen to whatever you would like. You could go over to newspapers and articles. We just published something a few months ago. I did a guest editorial for the terrific Biomechanics magazine, Lower Extremity Review. So many doctors, therapists, chiropractors around the country received that publication. and I was really talking about team approach to preventing injuries, as well as a lot of excerpts from our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And again, follow us on Twitter at SportsDocRadio. Always a lot of action, a lot of great articles as we're now back up and running after this 2 month hiatus on the Sports Doc. We're talking with Bill Busby, the former champion powerlifter, bodybuilder. He's still at it in his later 60s, training some great athletes, as well as working so much on different areas of the whole education of how would you describe, Bill, reset, the word you mentioned when we first started?
Well, well, you get back into the mechanics of a joint. People train the muscle. I have to train the joint. Muscle works in pairs. If there's a front muscle, there's a back muscle being affected. If there's a side muscle, there's also a side muscle being affected. Different movements of the muscles are very, very important. So how you explain a reset, that means that when the muscles work together, that properly articulate the joint, then the joint is functioning, as opposed to lifting or making a movement, or quote-unquote, people call it motion, making a movement, just to lift something heavy that will affect the joint by overtraining, only working one side, and antagonist side or the agonist side, working one side. So reset is making sure that all the muscles are working together to control that joint.
Yeah, it's like, again, our friend Dieter would talk about strengthen the opposite or work the brakes. And people can, you know, picture in their mind a bicep and a tricep. Those two muscles coming again, stabilizing the joint of the elbow, or you might think about the quadricep muscle on the front of the leg and the hamstrings on the back of the leg. And again, what Bill is talking about is the idea of strengthening, you know, both sides for proper stability. Joint trouble in our society, again, is epidemic. The arthritis, the other kinds of problems, paying attention the earlier the better, not only for performance in sports, but preventing injury is a key. I'm going to talk more about that with Bill Busby when we come back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor talking with a longtime trainer and pro, actually a former bodybuilding as well as a powerlifting champion, Bill Busby. He's locally here in the Chicago suburban area, the Yorktown area. And Bill, talk a little bit about what kind of record do you own or have you set in the past in some of your powerlifting?
Well, last year, I set a world deadlifting record in my weight class, which was like 450 pounds on a deadlift. But to be honest with that, the record was my training weight, believe it or not. I lift way over 500 pounds on deadlift. I set 300 pounds on the bench press, and I'm still squatting over 400 pounds.
Wow. Again, the safety with some of these challenges sometimes is of real importance. Let alone you still you're still competing. So the idea of preventing injury.
Well, I mentioned
how are you staying out of trouble? You following some of your own principles?
Everything is my own principle. That's why it takes me so long to get things done. Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, you're another mad scientist. You know, like our old colleague, the late Jim Vickery, and as well as friend Bob Guided today. You're too busy writing articles, speaking to people and talking to coaches. How have you found the cooperation of the coaching community, Bill, as you have shared so much of your wisdom over the years with coaches?
Well, I'm getting a better response from them. I have recently worked with a track coach out of Naperville North High School, the cross country team, and I just went in with a chiropractor friend of mine from iHealth Chiropractor, Dr. Tammy Lee, as well as Dr. Richard Lee, and with exercises for the foot, how stabilizing the ankles and the feet, because the girls were having issues with their ankles, of course, and as well as issues with their hips. I'm also working with a volleyball young lady from Downs Grove North, and she's coming off of ACL surgery as March 21st. And so I worked with her in June, and she's progressing fairly well. So when it comes to some of the coaches, I just basically take the injured person or the person who has issues and work with them. Because in a team sport, I don't work too friendly with a bunch of people, because sports or performance is an individual event. And I need to see the individual move. And you don't have time doing that when you're working with 4, 5, 6, 7, a team of people.
I think, the world of personal training has exploded around us in so many different areas. You know, you've got quarterback coaches, strength and conditioning profession has exploded over the past couple of decades. And of course, on the sports doctor here, one of our biggest concerns is the fact of overkill and overdue and overuse, as we've seen the schedule really pushed to the limit regarding trying to work with these kids and the idea, or with the coaches and or with the parents. That's why I always ask individuals like yourself, Bill, hey, how's your sports psychology skills? Right?
You mentioned that. Yes.
Right.
Exactly. I get a lot of referrals from coaches because of personal trainers. They're injuring people. They overtrain people. One of the biggest things I mentioned earlier about reset is compression of joints. Muscles are too tight. Muscles are too contracted. Compression is very huge. And yet, they still ask these kids, ask these people to perform with these incomplete movements. And that's where I get a lot of my clients from.
And I know you said you're in the middle with the website. What's the phone number that people maybe can call if they want to talk to you, set something up?
You can give my cell number, but okay, can I give you my cell number for the phone here?
Yeah, give me. What is it?
Okay, 630.
Right.
917.
Right.
7004.
Okay. Yeah. 630. Yes. They could contact me through the sports doctor. And again, that, youth sports is such a big business, Bill. Again, on the other side, people are not that they're trying to be world champions at 67 years old like you, or set world records, but they sure are interested in staying healthy longer and trying to stay fit as well as they can.
Do you find yourself paying big attention to nutrition with your clients, no matter who they are?
And that is huge, is because without nutrition, your performance, you have performance, but the performance is either going to be a good performance or a poor performance. Without improper nutrition, and I find a lot of people problem, the kids now, they're dehydrated. Not enough water, too much high sugar sports drinks, too much
Bingo.
Protein, too much coffee. That's it.
Yeah. The bingo, you know, when you're talking about, you know, something as surprising as dehydration, one of the reasons we included it, she's been a numerous guest of mine. She used to be local and she moved out to Michigan. Katie Davis with RDK Nutrition, talks sports nutrition, the chapter in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because still today we find, which shouldn't surprise us with the crazy diet industry and all of these concerns, supplements, sports drink, overdoing it, I think is still, it's all a matter of education and awareness, isn't it, Bill?
It really is. But education is a bad word, is because that means that a person has to go back and study. But it's involvement with reading up what you want, what it is you want to do. If you want to be a better person as far as better conditioning, better health, then you should pick up the articles and pick up the internet and do that and learn. And overall, everything is a behavior. What I'm doing right now is what I've done in the past since the military days. I've squatted over 800 pounds and deadlifted over 800 pounds. Do I need to do that right now? No, but to stay in shape, if you want to call it shape, or stay in condition, if you want to call it condition, it's a behavior. It's when I wake up in the morning, I'll do my setups, or I'll do push-ups. I'll eat. I eat tons of oatmeal, okay, people? Tons of oatmeal, as well as kale, spinach, onions. People may think I'm vegan, but no, I do eat meat, and tons of water. And supplements, yes. But to be an athlete is nothing more than controlling your own lifestyle.
And it's interesting because, you know, much of the strength and conditioning world in professional sports came from the powerlifters, came from the weightlifters who taught these coaches. Today, there's not a serious sport out there that's not including, you know, some of these basics, squats, the bench press, you know, again, the balance, et cetera, is such a big deal. And the world of nutrition and the concern, of course, a lot of times is overkill, overuse. It's, again, another chapter in the book. We talk about youth sports and drugs and the idea of taking over the counter medicine, playing around with different supplements. As you know, there's so much pressure on these kids. I can't believe the time flew by here with Bill. Bill, I'm going to give you a phone number one more time before we're finished. For those who are local, might want to talk to a real expert, Step or Two Faster, Stronger, Bigger, Bill Busby, 630-917-7004. Hey, Bill, thanks so much for joining me, man.
Hey, thanks, Doc. And again, I want to congratulate you on your induction to the National Fitness Hall of Fame.
Thank you so much. Hold on, Bill. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with Sports Doctors In. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we answer some emails and we mention some upcoming shows and guests, talk about what might be topical. Next week, I'm excited to have the chiropractic physician, Dr. James Doxson. Dr. Jim lectures all over the world, internationally, on all chiropractic principles. Great book, Thoracic Shoulder Syndrome, will be banned. And then Gary Reinl, another author. Gary, trainer of trainers, the anti-Iceman, author of the book Ice, where he really brings together research and information over decades that shows, surprise, surprise, ice doesn't help anything except maybe numb the area. So Gary will return following week. Luke Davidson, he's the creator of the exercise coach locally. And then Joel Franco, he's the producer and author, Youth Sports, the movie. So we're going to be, it's a terrific project. Be interested in speaking with him. So we're going to get back to some emails after a couple of months. What do I got here? Perry. My daughter is a 13-year-old serious tennis player. She plays at least 5 days a week. She's had persistent shin splints, they call it, over this past couple of seasons. You know, Terry, when I see persistent shin trouble, and shin splints is not a medical term, really, because shin splints could be a stress fracture. It could be a muscle or a tendon, tendonitis. So you need a diagnosis. Specifically what's going on, but most ongoing or persistent shin problems are foot-related. Whether your daughter has pronated or flat-type feet, which is the most common denominator with shin problems, orthotics are very, very helpful in not only stopping but preventing recurrence. The more the foot flattens aggressively, the more the muscle-tendon complex on an inner part of the shin works overtime. By the way, the opposite foot type, high arch feet, also could be famous for pounding the lower leg. So see a good sports podiatrist, get that diagnosis, and have them look at everything from the type of shoe she's in to the possible role of orthotics. Steve says, I'm in my 40s. I love running. I've had some persistent Achilles tendon problems. Again, Steven, I'll tell you the same thing. We've had great success over the decades. When the Achilles problems are persistent or ongoing, almost always, there's a foot mechanics concern. Orthotics can really, really help, and so can physical therapy. And I should have thrown that in for my first question, because many times the therapy, strengthening the area as best we can, as well as addressing the biomechanical concerns regarding orthotic shoe changes are often very, very successful. I'll mention this right off the top. Any lower extremity problem, whether it's your back, your hips, your knees, your feet and ankles, that's persistent or ongoing. I got to thank my friends, Dr. Scholl, the TV commercials, and makes a big deal. Gosh, been arguing about that for 30 years. The fact that the feet affect the rest of the body, it doesn't mean if you bend over to pick up a box of books and say, oh, my back, that we're going to say, let's look at your feet. But if you called me and said I've had back problems forever or the feet related, I would tell you almost without exception. Jones says I'm a 35-year-old walker. I was told I have Morton's neuroma. Is it a surgical problem? You know, Joan, almost always we can handle Morton's neuroma, which is a thickening or an entrapment of the important nerve between the third and fourth toe, ball of the foot area, which can cause numbness, can cause cramping, can cause shooting pain. Some people will say, you know, it's like I got to take my shoe off and rub my foot. We used to feel it was always a surgical problem. Over the years in sports medicine, when surgery was out of the question, we would use orthotics. We would do some physical therapy, cortisone injections. Almost always, calm down Morton's neuroma non-surgically. Go to podiatry, look at your options, check out the role of prescription orthotics that would redistribute weight, stop some of the trauma to that area. Sometimes we'll give somebody one or two cortisone injections, and they don't have the problem for the next 10 years. Do not jump in surgery. Nothing else works. He told me, you know, we've tried everything else, and surgery can be very, very helpful. Pat says my 10-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater working on her double. Jumps already. Are orthotics proactive? Yes, Pat, they really, really are. I've been putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates for, gosh, almost 40 years. My poster boy, the 2010 Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, grew up in this area. He was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his gait. Almost always, proper orthotics will help every aspect of skating, from importantly preventing trouble. Many times we see my feet hurt, my ankles are bothered. It's common to see knee problems. So many of the young girls, orthotics could be helpful. But I've never had a coach say to me, you know, I think you slowed the kid down. You messed up her balance. In all the work I do together with Mr. Edge, John Hermata, and Geppetto's here locally in Downers Grove, Illinois, we co-author a newsletter called High Performance Figure Skating. And if you contact me, same drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. And you could, we'll send you the high performance figure skating. John's also the author of Anatomy of a Figure Skating Injury, and I participated in that book. We talk a lot about orthotics and figure skating. It's one of the prodigy sports that I talk about in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where you have, like you mentioned, a 10-year-old, and every day almost she's skating. She doesn't want to play other sports. And we start getting into what do we do with these kids? And one of the big things we do is we try to get them under the supervision of a good physical therapist, a good personal trainer, to do the best we can, exercises at home, other types of activities, strengthen our whole lower body as best we can, and to look big time at orthotics in order to be able to proactively do the only two things you're interested in many times as a mom. Or a skating mom. How do I prevent problems? How do I enhance a performance? Again, the two essential exercises in the book, hashtag a sports parent, working the feet and balance, recommended. It's on Amazon. So glad to be back. Looking forward to getting back in the groove. You know, 30 years of doing radio, missing 2 months, I didn't know what to do with myself. So glad to be back. Thanks, everybody. Catch you next week. The Sports Doctor.
live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.